Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 31st. Paonia and the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition got some good news recently. First, Paonia was one of six Colorado communities to receive a rural business development grant from the United States Department of Agriculture. The grant is intended to help the communities focus on digital marketing and economic development. According to a press release, the Business Development Grant Program is a competitive grant designed to support targeted technical assistance, training, and other activities leading to the development or expansion of small and emerging private businesses in rural areas. Besides Paonia, the other Colorado communities to earn the grant were Center, Eads, Gunnison, Lyman, and Sawatch. North Fork Creative Coalition Director Susie Caldas spoke with KVNF News and talked about the grant. Paonia was awarded the grant with the help from a nonprofit called Downtown Colorado, Inc.
We had been working on this with them since about February of 2018, and we put together about 10 letters of support from local businesses, including the Cirque and Refinery and Adesia Kitchen and some other entities, as well as the town of Paonia and the Chamber. The grant is to be used in rural communities for economic development, and specifically the project will entail working with local businesses and nonprofits on digital marketing techniques for increasing traffic to websites that will either bring people to the area or help businesses sell products online, help nonprofits target travelers and tourists to visit the area.
Second, it was announced at the last Paonia Town Council meeting that the North Fork Valley will host the 2019 Western Colorado Rural Philanthropy Days. For 3 days in July next year, Paonia and Hotchkiss will play host to philanthropic foundations, organizations, and individuals. Philanthropy Days are supported by the Anschutz Family Foundation. It is a 3-day conference that takes place twice a year, rotating between 8 rural regions across the state. The event is designed to encourage Front Range foundations to travel to and become better acquainted with rural nonprofits, and the communities they serve. Its goals are to enhance nonprofit capacity, improve regional collaboration, build relationships, and provide grant funding.
So the Creative Coalition put in a grant request to the Anschutz Family Foundation in January. The director of Anschutz Foundation came for a site visit to talk about the grant request in February, and at that time threw the idea out there about the North Fork Valley being the host for the 2019 Western Slope Rural Philanthropy Days. So really the impetus and initiative came from the Anschutz Family Foundation, and then a group started getting together to talk about what assets we have, lodging, different meeting spaces, things like that, and whether or not we could host the event. They came out to the 5 counties that make up the Western Slope region in May, and they had stakeholder meetings at each of those counties. And the North Fork had a really great showing. The meeting was in Hotchkiss, and almost 30 stakeholders showed up from the North Fork region and the county. So then the next steps were for 2 leaders of the North Fork, Elaine Brett and Sheila Mackey, to start soliciting the towns for letters of support, which they did. And the towns of Hotchkiss and Paonia put in letters of support. And then Elaine and Sheila filled out the application and the letter of interest for hosting RPD in the North Fork, and then we received word that we were selected as the host site. So this is a really favorable designation for us. the opportunity to showcase the best of Paonia and Hotchkiss through the food, the location, the lodging and amenities there, the wine. And we will be hosting about 50 funders from across the state, and then about 200 to 300 nonprofit entities will be participating in the 2 to 3 day workshop with the funders. So it's really, we see it as a great opportunity.
And here on the last day of July, wildfires all around the Western Slope are taxing resources and filling the skies with smoke. According to a news release, a fire 12 miles northwest of Nucla is causing concern. The Bull Draw Fire is estimated to be burning between 700 and 800 acres. The fire was started by lightning and was first reported Sunday morning. Two structures are threatened, and structure protection is in place. At this time, there are no closures or evacuation orders in effect. Engines and aircraft will continue their efforts today, and more resources are on the way. With increased temperature, wind, and decreased humidity, there is the potential for the Bull Draw Fire to grow. Given the fire's remote location, however, smoke will be the largest impact to the area. Smoke could disperse and settle in locations in the region, including the city of Montrose. And according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Lake Christine Fire outside of Basalt was 82% contained as of Monday morning. Many of the firefighters in the area have been reassigned to other fires in the state. The Buttermilk Fire in the Gunnison Gorge, 15 miles northeast of Montrose on Monday, was burning 692 acres and had 61 firefighters battling the blaze. One fire outside of Meeker, the 977-acre sulfur fire, was 95% contained, while a second blaze outside of Meeker, the 6,310-acre Indian Valley Fire, was 67% contained, with more than 300 firefighters on the scene. The Cache Creek Fire, 8 miles southwest of Rifle, and the Cabin Lake Fire, about 5.5 miles south of Buford, were estimated Monday at more than 200 acres in size each, and both were 0% contained. The Cache Creek Fire started Saturday, and the Cabin Lake Fire on Sunday, and their causes are unknown. Oil and gas infrastructure is located both about 2 miles east and 2 miles north and downhill of the Cache Creek Fire. And private land with three structures is also threatened. Officials continue to coordinate with landowners and oil and gas companies. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.